The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Live off the record, Vishvago Lang is brought to you by Anthony's Bar and Grill, Bahamas First General Insurance Company, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Comfort Suites, Commonwealth Bank, Marco's Pizza, Peter Roker's Gas Station, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Bull.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. This last show in the series of personal financial shows, financial management shows we've been doing for the week. So glad again you could join us. If you want to give us a call at on the show today, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can also call on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are, of course, live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. All right, so I believe that of all the fundamental financial things that we have to deal with, insurance may be the one thing that we understand. Insurance might be the one we least, to some degree, unless we are forced to do so by virtue of some bank loan or something of that nature. Many, many, many people wouldn't even bother because they see themselves as sinking money into this continuous pit that really ain't gonna pay them nothing while they living or pay them nothing soon, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so a lot of folks have a lot of risk in their lives that they are carrying without any support. And we don't think that there is any way to talk about personal financial management in any responsible way without talking about insurance. And so we've brought some experts on to do just that. And so I should have with me today Mr. Reggie Monroe and also Sanchez Brooks from Royal Star Insurance, who's going to help walk us through these issues. Welcome.
Good afternoon again, Shivago. Good to be with you.
Good afternoon, Shivago, and good afternoon, the Bahamas.
So thank you. I really appreciate you guys being here, and I really want to walk people through these issues so that maybe at long last we can have the kind of clarity that we need. Now, did I say anything in my introduction that wasn't true?
Actually, when you started, we sort of smiled because you're pretty much spot on. Okay. Insurance is the one product that everyone needs, but no one wants to buy. You know, it's a product mm-hmm. that, you know, it's the only time that you use it is when an unfortunate incident happened. Right. So for the most part, people try to avoid it as much as they could.
Okay. And so we titled the show Risk Management and Insurance. So let's ask the first fundamental question. What's the point of insurance to begin?
I mean, from our standpoint at RSA, we're a property and casualty underwriter, which means that we write like home, motor, marine, that sort of thing. Right. So to protect your assets, probably the most important asset that the general public will have would be their home or their motor. Mm-hmm. So we would provide the protection should you be involved in an accident, should your home burn to the ground, the insurance would step in and provide you with the monies necessary for you to continue, you know, to recover your assets.
Mm. Then a lot of times I've heard when you're talking about this, because sometimes people don't get it, you're restoring people essentially to where they were.
Yes, Chivago, that's exactly correct. Our job as insurance professionals are to basically put persons back in the same financial position that they were in prior to a loss. And on the heels of your introduction, which is a very interesting introduction, I think that's where a lot of confusion comes in the insurance claims process. Persons back to the position prior to the loss. Mm-hmm. With an insurance policy, you cannot benefit. We're basically here to put you back at the same position that you were in before your home burned down or you were involved in a car accident, subject to any terms, conditions, and deductibles which are applicable under the policy.
Okay. So one of the things that happens when you get an insurance is this initial assessment that's done by the insurance company to determine your premium. Can you walk us through that? So somebody steps in, says, listen, this is my house. I want to insure it. Let's walk through a process like that and what that entails.
Well, the initial stage would be the quotation stage. That's when we mm-hmm. gather all of the information, let's say, pertaining to your house. Mm-hmm. So basically, we'd ask you construction details, risk location. We'd ask you about your personal information, name, employment, source of income, that sort of information. Once we have gathered the risk details, we would then apply a rate and we'd give you a premium indication. Once you confirm that you're on board with the premium that we've charged you, you will then sign and complete your proposal form. And then we would generate a policy document. The policy document is actually the contract that spells out exactly what is covered and what is not.
The least read document on planet Earth.
I was just about to say.
By consumers.
It is extremely important that you have a clear understanding of what is covered. There is no single policy out there that covers every potential loss that could occur. Mm-hmm. So typically your homeowner's policy, there's basically two forms of homeowner's policies. The first being what we call a perils policy. So it'll give you a list of the perils, meaning like, so fire, lightning, explosion, theft. It'll tell you what you have cover for.
Right. These are the events that can happen, that can damage your property. So don't say this is a part of it because it's not listed in your policy contract.
That's correct. So the policy will tell you explicitly what is covered. Mm-hmm. And then you can have a policy that's an all-risk policy. So it'll tell you that, listen, everything is covered that we do not specifically exclude. Okay. So then it will give you a list of exclusions. So it'll say we're not covering things like war. We're not covering pollution. We're not covering terrorism. We're not covering landslide. So the mm-hmm. policies are very explicit in terms of laying out exactly what is covered, what the values are, which is another very important sticking point, particularly for homeowners, because sometimes you have a situation where homeowners, this thing that always crops up under insurance, mm-hmm. right? That is something that, you know,
we're going to talk about as we go along.
Yes,
For sure, because we want to make sure people understand that issue right? So
it's
read your policy document.
Yes.
Let me say it again, man, because a lot of, like, I almost see the policy document like Dayton. A lot of times people get dissatisfied or disappointed by each other because they didn't kind of make their expectations clear. But the policy document is saying this is what you can expect from the company, right?
Absolutely.
And so you have to read your policy document. I know the prints are sometimes fine. I know there's a lot of reading sometimes, but that's how you don't show up and go, well, you all didn't tell me this. Oh, yes, we did. It's right in your policy document.
And Shivago, since we're on the topic of policy documents, a lot of insurers across the region and RSA in particular, what we've been aiming to do is to simplify our policy wordings, just make it easier to read so that when people who actually pick up the policy documents and attempt to read it can easily understand what is being said in the policy document and there's no ambiguity. Now, I think you mentioned when you started off talking about it, I think you mentioned that the insurance company would determine the value of the person's property. So that's
I don't. I know that not to be so.
Okay.
But if I said it was an error on my part, but no.
Okay. Yes, I just wanted to clear that up because it's actually the consumer's responsibility to secure an appraisal that would determine the current replacement cost of their home, and that is the amount of that the home or property should be insured for.
Right. I'm 58 years old. I've been dealing with y'all a long time. I know y'all ain't never give me a value for nothing.
No, we don't do that.
You better go get that appraisal. You better go get that assessment.
And we actually encourage our clients to obtain appraisals every few years because the cost of items are increasing, which in turn impacts the cost to rebuild or replace our homes. And that sort of ties into the underinsurance that Reggie would have mentioned earlier. Because as an example, if you insure a home for $100,000, if you insured a home for $100,000 in 2020, the value of that home would have increased over the 6-year period of 2026. So you should really be having intervals where appraisals are done just to make sure that you're insuring for the current and correct replacement costs.
And just to be clear, we're talking about any insurable asset. So why we're focusing on a home, if it's your boat, if it's your car, if it's some jewelry, all of these things, some value assessment has to be made by the customer in order to come to the insurance company and say, this is what I want to insure for, right?
That is correct. I mean, from the starting point, we don't know if they're relying on the information that the client provides at the proposal stage, at the quotation stage, and that is what we charge the premium based on.
Okay. Right? Mm-hmm. All right, and so we've gotten the value assessed, we've come and filled out our application forms, we have presented by the insurance company a policy document. Those of us who know that we ain't want no surprises, we've read the document and then we've signed a document. The document tells us what is insured, what value is insured, and what premium is going to be charged to us on an annual basis, even if we're paying it monthly for that insurance, right?
That's correct.
Right. And that essentially means that over the period of our regular and consistent payment of the insurance premium, we are covered against any policy document so that if something happens, we show up to you and say, I need to make a claim, or whether that's online or otherwise.
Yes, that's 100% correct. Okay. So provided the person, we've provided the quotation, the client has accepted the quotation, the client has paid the premium based on that quotation, we provided the client with a policy document, which is essentially their contract and which outlines our promise to the client to make a payment to them in the event of certain losses happening. You are 100% correct.
Okay, we're gonna take a break, but when we come back, I want us to talk about all the possible, I mean, you know, let's try and get as exhaustive a list of insurable things, because one of the things I learned from doing this show before was that you don't sit around home and say, ah, they'll never insure that. You need to go have a conversation. And so let's talk about that when we come back, please, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Public transportation drivers,
start your day the smart way.
Roca's gas station. Get a whopping 12 cents per gallon off diesel. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's unheard of, but it's true. Roca's loyalty card saves you money, and it's free. Get yours now on the spot. Wide entrance, multiple pumps, no congestion. In and out fast. So mile up on the highway and Faith Avenue. Roca.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you make it down the same
road. Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon, the last of a series of shows we've been doing this week on personal financial management. Today, we're talking about insurance, and we're going to be talking more about general than life. Hopefully, we can get a life person in for you in the future, but we're talking more about general insurance. We're talking with Mr. Reggie Monroe and Mr. Sanchez Brooks. They're both from Royal Star Assurance. So, gentlemen. We know most people know house insurance, but let's talk about what can be written out there. I don't know if I can insure this, I can insure that. Let's talk about the categories of things people can insure.
Okay, so basically the major things would be some of the stuff that we've already discussed. So your home, your business. If you own a business, you can insure the building itself. You can insure marine, so that's boats, motor. Some of the other things that you can insure are risk related to owning a business. So you have liability, you have like slip and falls. So that would be public liability. You have employer's liability. So if any employees are hurt or injured during the job, you can cover money to and from the business. Those would be some of the more popular risks that you can insure.
And then in terms of things, a lot of people I know have insured their homes, but not the content.
Right. So you can insure your contents as well. So you can insure the actual items inside your home. And similarly to the structure, you should also insure the full replacement cost. So basically what I like to tell clients when they're considering their contents is think about everything that you would carry with you if you were moving. So if you were moving from house A to house B, everything that you carry with you would be considered your contents.
Okay.
And all right. I know that could be sort of an overwhelming task for persons to put a value on, right? So what I would say is just go room by room and sort of think about all of the major items in that room. So if you start off with your family room, you know, you have a television, you know, you have an entertainment system, you know, you have a couch. So just go essentially room by room with a listing of all of the major items. And that would be of tremendous assistance in, first of all, figuring out what you have. And then secondly, being able to put a value next to those items.
In fact, that's an exercise that you kind of have to do too if you are creating a will or a trust and want to be able to transfer those things over to people, because you need to know what you have and who you can send it to. And doing it room by room is a much more systematic way to do it than any way else I know. So when it is time now for someone to do their claim, the one thing we get all kinds about, you know, when we went through some of these hurricanes, Francis and Jane, Dorian, and so forth, people always started having these issues about this deductible.
Yes. Right? Well, I mean, the deductible is basically the first part of the loss that must be borne by the client. So let's say your CAT deductible under your homeowner's policy is typically in the region of, let's say, 2% of your sums insured.
Right.
Right. So that amount is borne for each and every claim by the client.
Right. $200,000, 2%, that means I'm up for $4,000. That's my deductible.
Yes, if I did it right. That's correct. Yeah. Your math's good today.
So if you have a $10,000 claim as a result of a hurricane loss, you'd receive essentially $6,000. So the $10,000 less your deductible of $4,000.
Okay, now let's break this down. So I have a $200,000 policy, let's say. My deductible is $4,000. I have a claim in for $10,000. The most I'm going to get is $6,000.
That's correct.
You all hear that, folks? That's how it works. I don't want to hear. That is how it works. So, because some people think that, no, it should be 2% of the claim I'm making.
No, I mean, the policy, how it is written, it spells out that it's 2% of the total sums insured, because there could be an instance where you have a complete and total loss. Then it'll be 2% of whatever that value is.
Right.
But just to be clear, it's always, when it comes to RSA, it's always 2% of your total building sums insured in the event of it's a building loss.
Yes, so people are clear. That's what the deductible is. And, you know, I, in the course of my studies, one of the things that they make clear is deductibles are means of ensuring that people don't just recklessly deal with the things they have insured, because they do have a stake in it now. They have, it kind of avoids what we call moral hazard, where
that at the end of the day you're going to receive 100% payout, then in all likelihood you take more risk.
Yeah.
So that is why we will always want to make sure that you have skin in the game. And that's why the deductible is typically applied. Yes.
Exactly. And you ain't going to escape it. It's almost any risk related something is going to have some means of saying no. To avoid reckless behavior, we need you to have some skin in the game. That's why the banks require a deposit. They're not going to fund or finance 100% of all your stuff and so forth and so forth. Both of us have something to lose in the game.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, generally, the only sort of risk that won't carry a deductible is any sort of injuries as a result of liabilities. Right. Because we as insurance companies, we wouldn't want to disenfranchise a third party who was involved in an accident and they're injured. We generally would pay those claims 100% with no deductible, just to make sure the persons receive the treatment and care that they need.
What are the various insurances associated with vehicles now?
There is basically to keep it simple, two types. So you have your physical damage to the insured vehicle, the vehicle that you drive in as the owner of the vehicle. You know, you want to make sure that that asset is protected. And then you also have that liability exposure. So you may be driving along the road, texting, not paying attention, and you rear end someone, the person in the other vehicle, them and their passengers. Then the policy would also respond to any medical treatment that those third parties would require.
Right. And do all vehicle insurance have both? Or is that something you have to expressly request when you are when you're seeking the insurance?
So, Shivago, so the first type of insurance that Reggie mentioned would be comprehensive insurance. So that's where you're covering your own vehicle.
Right.
And yes, all vehicles have third party liability coverage. That's actually mandated by
That's what law. I thought. Yeah.
And while we're on this topic, I'd be remiss if I didn't say this, just to encourage the motoring public to please slow down, to adhere to the traffic rules and regulations that are there for a purpose, stop running red lights, give way to pedestrians. It's very important for us to follow these rules because we're seeing far too many claims and serious claims involving deaths on our streets. Part of the insurance body, we want to appeal to the citizens of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to slow down and to abide by the rules of our roads.
Incidences that happen there, you have limits on those, right? So like if you have a liability incident there, because some people don't know this, but as far as I'm aware, there are limits, right? Either on an incident or in total in the course of a year.
Yes, so there are actually statutory limits by the Road Traffic Act.
Mm-hmm.
The limit for property damage, so if you damage someone's vehicle or their property, is $150,000.
Okay.
The limit as it relates to bodily injury in the Bahamas is $2.5 million per person and $30 million per incident. So when persons complain about having to pay $400 plus VAT for a third party motor policy, we could potentially face a $30 million claim.
Wow.
It will never happen because that would mean that something quite catastrophic occurred. So that's another reason why it's very important for us to, you know, just be mindful of other users on the streets.
Okay. That's good advice and good guidance. Do you all come across this complaint that people have that they go to road traffic to get their car's license and there's some timing difference between the amount of coverage they have remaining for the year on their vehicle versus road traffic telling them, no, you need to be covered for at least 6 months?
So that one is very clear, Shivago. The road traffic legislation actually states that the mandatory period is 6 months. So when you visit road traffic, you must have a minimum 6 months remaining.
So don't make no sense. You go down to road traffic not having checked your insurance coverage to see how much time you have left, because before you go, if it's less than 6 months, you need to go to the insurance company and say, listen, I need to get my insurance coverage then extended.
Yes, you need to make sure that your insurance has a minimum of 6 months, unless road traffic will be sending you away and you will have to go back.
Okay. All right, we got to take another break, pay our respects to our great sponsors, and then when we return, we will continue our conversations. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after this break.
Love is in the air.
Is your love story one for the ages?
Star 106.5 FM wants to celebrate that bond that keeps you going.
Flame Grill tastes better. At the Burger King Nassau, you'll see our legendary Whopper with cheese is made with 100% flame grilled beef for that juicy and smoky barbecue flavor you love. Topped with nestled in an even fluffier bun. And right now, enjoy BK's Whopper with cheese combo with fries and a drink for just $9, including that. The King gives more food and more flavor for an unbeatable price. Taste the flame grill difference at any of Burger King's 7 locations in Nassau.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Get ready for the biggest football game of the year, Super Bowl 60. We have the best seat in the house for you. Join Star 106.5 All-Star Team live at Anthony's on Paradise Island on Super Bowl Sunday, February 8th, from 2 to 6 p.m. Enjoy giant screens, delicious fun food, ice-cold Kalig Bear specials, prizes and surprises nonstop. It's the place to be for Super Bowl Sunday. Anthony's on Paradise Island. Watch the Patriots take on the Seahawks.
Seahawks!
The Star 106.5 All-Star Team will be there to cheer you on from 2 to 6 p.m. It's the biggest game of the year, Super Bowl 60, live at Anthony's on Paradise Island. Don't miss it.
The Patriots take it!
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon, where we're speaking with representatives of Royal Star Assurance, Mr. Monroe and Mr. Brooks, and we're talking about, in particular, general insurance, how that works, and what you need to know to make sure you approach your own insurance properly. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Under insurance, gentlemen, I can't tell you how many cries I heard from people during Francis and Jane in Grand Bahama who said, Mr. Lang, these people telling me I was underinsured and so forth. First of all, help us understand what that is and what the implications of that are for people when it comes time to claim.
Well, you can have underinsurance. We actually started to delve into that earlier, where you're basically telling us the value of your home, let's say, is $100,000, and it should have been insured for $200,000. So obviously, you're 50% underinsured. In that instance, loss that you have, let's say that you have a $10,000 loss, the uninsured average would apply. And instead of you getting the $10,000, you'd only receive 50% of the payout, which would be $5,000 less any deductible.
The deductible.
Yes. So obviously your claim is cut in half, and then you also still would have the deductible that would apply.
So that's the $5,000 that you get, you can get, but that's less the deductible, of $2,000, and so you get $3,000.
Yes.
Yeah. When you thought you should have been able to get $8,000.
Correct.
Okay. And so, how do we avoid underinsurance?
So, Shivago, what I find is a lot of people think about insurance as a one-time process or a one-time event, but it's actually ongoing. Remember we talked earlier about
appreciation.
Periodic appraisals of homes. Mm-hmm. General, mm-hmm. That is the number one way to avoid underinsurance. So if you have an appraisal done every, say, 3 to 5 years, that would be ideal. And in a lot of instances, you don't necessarily need to have an appraisal done, so to speak. A lot of us know persons who are in the engineering, construction, we may know an architect. These persons would have an idea of the rebuilding costs, the current rebuilding costs. So they can basically do a simple measurement of our home, say on average, based on the materials inside our home, the replacement cost is X, and they're able to give us an updated value without necessarily having to spend hundreds of dollars for an appraisal. So that's another way to basically get an uplift or to increase your sum insured without getting a full-fledged appraisal.
Okay. What about the reverse circumstance? So I have a vehicle that depreciates on an annual basis. I may even be able to go and look and see what the running value is for a car and so forth. I had initially had it insured for $20,000. Chances are now I couldn't sell it for more than $15,000. When I come in, can I not reassess my own insurability and therefore my premium on the basis of that?
Yes, of course. I mean, typically, motor is slightly different in that most insurers would have a standard depreciation table of, say, 15 or so percent per year. But of course, when you come in, you can say to us, listen, my vehicle is worth X, and we will charge you the premium based on that. But typically, most insurers will have to determine the rate that would apply to that value. So that's basically what you can buy a similar or light vehicle in the Bahamas. Let's say that you have a Honda Accord 2021, what an average Honda Accord will cost. That should be the value that you're insuring for.
I got you. Okay, so it's very important to consider replacement value in that regard.
Yes.
Okay.
But it's slightly different for motor, being that, you know, it's understood that those items would depreciate at a faster rate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. And when somebody is seeking insurance in any of the areas that we mentioned, what should be uppermost in their minds before they approach their insurance companies? What should they do?
If they're looking for home insurance?
Any insurance as a general rule, but you might have some specific suggestions for specific items.
Let's take home, for example. The main thing that you must consider is, listen, what exactly is it that I want to have covered, right? So you gather, you then need to determine, okay, what is the value of my home? Do I want to insure contents as well? All of these things must be understood from the preview of cost as well, because you know, the main asset that we have, we want to make sure that it's protected, but we're limited in terms of cost. So most people would simply look to insure their home. We always encourage that people insure their home for the full rebuilding costs. I know during our last discussion, we were individuals that want to exclude their foundations and things like that. That's not something that we recommend. We always encourage that you insure for the full rebuilding costs, have a clear understanding of what the value of your assets are, and those should be the values that you insure for.
And that could be, because sometimes we get these appraisals and the appraisals include the price of the land. I ain't insuring for my land though, because what the vetter can do to my land?
Exactly.
So I can take that out of the appraisal value, right?
That's correct. You can remove the land because we're not going to insure the land itself. It's only the structure and the contents and personal possessions inside the home that we'd be covering.
Right.
And then you need to make a decision, where do you want to insure for catastrophe perils, meaning hurricane, that sort of thing, as opposed to just, let's say, fire and additional perils. Obviously, if you want catastrophe perils, the premium would be higher than if you just insuring for fire and additional perils.
I once heard someone call the show complaining that they were told that they had flood damage in the hurricane, but the insurance company told them they weren't covered for flood. They were covered for hurricane. I only tell you what I was told.
I am not familiar with that form of coverage because for RSA, if you've purchased catastrophe cover, you would have any wind damage as a result of the hurricane, as well as any surge that may surge, meaning that, you know, the sea comes up, or any flood as a result of the hurricane. So right. I'm not sure how you could exclude the flood from a hurricane if you have hurricane. All of the resulting damage from a hurricane associated with the hurricane would be covered under the hurricane peril,
they misunderstood maybe was they got flood insurance and didn't have hurricane insurance. And then maybe some of the wind damage, they weren't covered for because their insurance was flood insurance.
See, that goes back to my earlier point as to the importance of reviewing and making sure that you understand what you have cover for.
Right.
And
right.
If you're shopping, I always tell people, if you're shopping in the market and someone is significantly lower than everyone else's premium, all the different insurers give you a quote, and one stick out as being significantly lower than everybody else, that is the one that you need to question. You don't just go with the cheapest. You must have an understanding of exactly what is being covered, and you must compare apples with apples when you're shopping for insurance to make sure that you have the adequate cover to make sure that your family is protected in the event of a loss.
Okay. If people have more questions for you, particular to their own circumstances, what can they do? How can they reach you? I mean, the company, et cetera.
Sure. They can call RSA 328-7888 or myself. And they can also reach out to our agents. We have a list of agents on our website, rsabahamas.com. We'll gladly assist you with ensuring that you have the appropriate and adequate cover to protect your assets.
So this Chivago,
text, yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Reggie mentioned agents, right? So that should actually be your first step before you do anything insurance related. Relationships matter. Your insurance relationship also matters. So what I would recommend to any client is to develop a relationship with a particular agency or brokerage that they trust. Develop that relationship, they can grow with their agency and ensure that agent or broker is doing business for an insurance company who has a good reputation in the market and who is reliable, who sells claims reliably, promptly, and fairly. Because at the end of the day, it's really the claim settlement that matters. Make sure that you have a reputable agent who is representing a reputable insurance company. And once that's done and you're sort of following the advice of ensuring that your sums insured are adequate, you shouldn't have any problems when the claim day arises, if it does.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you very, very, very much for helping clarify many issues for us. I can tell you, I'm a little brighter myself in some things because I didn't know. any final words?
My only final words would be to drive safely. This is something that's very near and dear to me. I just want to make sure that all of the citizens of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas are safe. Just drive safely. And if you have any questions, reach out to your insurance agent. A lot of times we wait until something happens to ask questions. But if we have these conversations at the start of the process, we'll have less issues at the end of the process. I've worked on both sides. I've worked in the agency. What happens a lot of times is persons come into an insurance agency and they don't have time. So everything is sort of a rush. We as insurers and agents can give more information, but the clients also have to appreciate the service that we're offering and allow us the time to share the information with them so that everybody's on the same page and everybody understands the process from start to finish to the eventuality of a claim. A lot of people think that we don't like to pay claims. That's very untrue. We're actually here to pay claims. We just want to make sure that we're paying the claims that we should pay, and we just need the clients to be able to assist us by listening and getting a better understanding of what their products offer.
Super. Well, thank you so very much again, gentlemen, and I know we can be in touch next time. All right.
Good speaking with you, Shivago. We always enjoy coming on your show.
Likewise. We appreciate it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news, and when we come back, we will continue our show. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Some of you decided to text right after we were signing off with our guests, but they have generously agreed to stay on to answer and speak to some of your questions. So we still have with us Mr. Monroe and Mr. Brooks from Royal Star Assurance. And so we're gonna read your text to them. This says, "Good afternoon, Mr. Lang and guests. 40 years ago, I claimed a $3,000 hurricane damage, only to be told my deductible was $3,000. Ever since, I can short account. It takes discipline, however, it works for me to do this deductible free. I'd love to hear your response to that."
He said, "How many years ago?"
40 years ago.
Okay. I mean, it's always within the client's interest to understand what the deductible is beforehand so that there are no surprises. But as I said, every policy would typically have some form of deductible. And just to make sure that there is no misunderstanding, I would suggest you always sit with your agent. Get a clear understanding of, okay, this is the amount of cover that I have. In the event of a loss, what am I going to be paid? So you could go through various scenarios with your agent just to make sure that there isn't whatever your anticipated loss is, that you have the adequate protection that you want. But we've heard that story many, many, many times. People are unaware deductible on the policy.
But I think
if you have the discipline, and see, that's the issue. If you have the discipline, most people lack that discipline. Like me, there's no way I'm setting aside every month, you know, my deductible, make sure I have my deductible and I set it aside because something always crops up. So for me, you pay your premium, you make sure that you have the adequate cover, and in the time of a loss, you will be compensated.
The thing about it is, I mean, self-insurance, you really only need insurance if you believe that you have a risk that if it comes due, you're not going to be able to pay. So you turn are paying to take on this risk for you is paying. But if you can self-insure it adequately to the tune of maybe I have a $200,000 loss on a $200,000 house, then fine. It's just that's not realistic for many, many, many people.
But you must also be careful there. Take, for example, Grand Bahama. I'm originally from Grand Bahama. And there was a period for the last, I would say, 20 years, we've had probably more than 10 storms. We've had major catastrophic events.
there isn't any amount of savings that you could actually put together for an event such as Hurricane Dorian, right? Yeah. You had people that would have lost everything, and insurance is typically what is required to answer that. Otherwise, you're going to have to then depend on government and charity. So I would always recommend for those people, you know, you need to take out adequate insurance, make sure that your expectations are met with your agent and broker, whereby they're explaining the cover that you have in place.
And certainly people with mortgages, the banks are going to have a particular interest in you having adequate coverage, you know?
Oh, yeah, the banks are going to make it mandatory because they understand that, you know, most people can't set aside sufficient funds to pay for losses. It's difficult. Take, for example, in Grand Bahama, we had two storms in 2 weeks with Francis and Jane. You can't really set aside sufficient to cater for events such as that. So I would always recommend that you take out adequate insurance.
Okay, we have another text here. This text asking, for, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to call, this is the time to call. These are the people to call. These are the people to ask. So this is the time to call 323-6232, 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259, 325-4259. From the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. That's 242-5720, because these insurances coverages are not just in New Providence. These are all over the Bahamas. And so if you want to call, if you have a question, if you don't understand something, this is the time to do it. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, Mr. Lang, I was advised that if you are renovating, that you should insure that part as well. If I don't complete, can I reduce the insurance?
Can you? So you said if you're renovating, you should
I'm going to read it again. Well. Yeah, yes, it please. Says, I was advised that if you are renovating, that you should insure that part as well. If I don't complete, can I reduce the insurance?
Well,
that's all.
Just to be clear, any changes made to your property is something that you should advise us of, right? So let's say that you're renovating your property. Your home was originally worth, let's say, $100,000. You're extending to, let's say, $50,000. So your home, your new value would be $150,000. If you've not completed, or you don't think that you're going to complete the extension, then you should insure for whatever value you presently have in the ground. Now, we have to be careful there because you both have homeowners insurance and what we call contractors all risk. There are two different types of cover. One caters to a completed home, and the other deals with just what we're talking about, renovations or the construction of a home. So that's something that we would have to actually speak with the client to get a full understanding of, okay, what's your timeline, and basically tailor a policy to make sure that they're adequately insured. But you only should insure the assets that you have in the ground. That's the short answer.
Okay.
So if they're not going to complete it, then they should only if they decided that they're not going to do it, then they should only insure it for the $100,000 that they started with.
Okay.
It makes no sense insuring an asset that doesn't exist or that will never exist.
This text says, "Hi, Mr. Lang. What if comprehensive doesn't cover everything? They're making me mad now. Hurricane is different."
Actually, touched on that earlier in our conversation when it said no policy covers, but if you have hurricane cover, I like the caller who said that they said that not flood, like that one I cannot speak to. I don't understand that one. At RSA, if you have hurricane cover, the resulting flood would also be covered. So I can't speak to that one.
Yeah, I just think sometimes words matter to people, and sometimes people hear comprehensive and they think, you said it. You said, look at your contract and see what your contract covers, right?
No single policy exists anywhere. Every eventuality would be covered. I mean, how do you even go about pricing that? It's actually, it probably could be covered. What I'll say is if your home is worth $100,000 and you want us to cover everything, I'm going to charge you $100,000. Because I'm just going to give you back the same money. You understand what I'm saying? There's no way for an insurance company to cover every single potential loss that could happen.
Okay. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, great show as usual, Ms. Lange. Yes, how you doing?
Thank you, my friend.
Right, I'm on. Yeah, I have a quick question for your guest, right? I have a rental car company, right? And I noticed that many companies are insuring rental cars. Question, is there a temporary moratorium on rental cars that the companies aren't telling the public about? And the second thing I'd like to tell the people, right, flood insurance and hurricane insurance are completely different. If your house gets flooded during a hurricane and you want flood insurance, you are completely screwed.
Sorry, say that again for me, caller. The last bit.
I didn't quite catch his last comment either, because he was seemed to be making some distinction between flood versus hurricane insurance. But the first question related to whether there's some moratorium on insurance companies insuring rental cars. I that's weird.
No, there's, as far as we are aware, there's no moratorium across the industry on rental cars.
I have a question related to that, though. If I say I have comprehensive insurance, because some people have this thought, it doesn't mean that if I go and rent a car and I'm driving the car that I have insurance, right?
No, your insurance would not typically extend to a rental vehicle. You can either take out the coverage with the rental car company,
right?
But your personal policy that you have would not provide cover for that.
Okay, that's so people know. We have another text here. This person says, "Greetings, Mr. Lang. I purchased a 2020 vehicle on auction for under $10,000. The market value of this vehicle at the time was about $60,000 US. The only damage was a door. The insurance company I approached wanted to insure my vehicle for $10,000, which was the value. I objected. After an independent assessment, they gave me proper insurance. Why was this stance taken in the first place?"
It was difficult to answer a question like this without having all of the background information, right? Because if someone purchased a vehicle for $10,000 in the United States or Japan, I'm assuming, right? There would be costs associated with shipping that vehicle. There would be duty and VAT associated. So with the shipping, duty, and VAT alone, the cost in our minds would be closer to $20,000 or thereabouts. So that one is really tough, Shivago. Why someone would purchase a vehicle abroad and then an insurance company would want to insure it for the same purchase price from abroad.
Well, I mean, from my understanding, he's saying that the vehicle is actually worth $50,000 more.
$60,000.
Yeah, so he said he spent $10,000 and it's actually $60,000. So $50,000 more, right?
Mm-hmm.
From my standpoint, just thinking about it, that would be a difficult sell for me, because if you only paid $10,000 for the vehicle and I'm lost, there's a disconnect there. Why were you able to get this asset at only $10,000?
Yeah, but I mean, that's
so from an insurance standpoint, the first thing is we would want to assess the vehicle.
Right. The chassis might be an issue and all that kind of stuff.
Yes. Then we would have to mutually agree a value. But that is a huge disparity between the two figures, $10,000 and $60,000.
That's probably,
That's probably what
queries being raised in that circumstance. I can see queries being raised in that circumstance. Because you could say the door was damaged, but you know, there are lots of damages to vehicles that aren't seen up front, and there are lots of unscrupulous people doing things, exporting vehicles that may have even been written off for whatever reason, sent to some mechanic, and mechanic was able to salvage it to the point of usability, and then now it's in the Bahamas at a value of $60,000, and I'm insuring you for that, when in point of fact, if realistically it ain't value that. I mean,
there's a lot of $10,000 vehicles.
Yes. But he did get a settlement, so he obviously satisfied the insurance company.
Yes.
Yes.
But as to the question of the wider stance in the first place, I think what you're saying and I'm saying is I can see why they would take the stance in the first place.
Absolutely. Yeah. That would definitely give me pause. The $50,000 gap is significant.
I could see that. This text says, what is the average percentage of a home value that one pays for insurance?
They're asking about the average rate,
this I assume? Percentage of a home's value one would pay for a home or insurance. So apparently they're suggesting, okay, maybe whatever the value is of a home, you'll only pay cover 80% of it. But I think the answer is whatever less the deductible, which you said was 2%.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So it's 98%. Yeah.
Correct. If your home is adequately insured, we will pay up to the total loss less your deductible.
Right. Okay. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi. Good afternoon to Mr. Lang and to your host, many guests.
Good afternoon. Long time.
When 30 years you've been paying on it and you don't claim anything on your insurance, I feel like the insurance company should say, okay, from here on until you die, pay half or pay a whole lot less to encourage us to insure our homes and things more. Because in your lifetime of that house, you have to pay, keep it up. You got to pay the bank. You're paying maintenance on the house. And then you're going to pay for the home almost five times. No thought ever given by the insurance companies, if you ask me. You say, okay, you've been insured with us for 50 years or 30 years, like my parents, they were 30-odd years, and never claimed. And you don't get anything back. They never considered saying, okay, miss, you've been with us 30 years. Give us half of the money, because your life expectancy isn't that much longer. But it's no thought ever given to those kind of things. Just collect. And I wonder sometimes if they ever give any thought to what, in this country especially, what it costs to maintain a
bill
house.
All right. Hello? Well, gentlemen, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
Well, I think we need to consider basically what insurance is, right? Let's bear in mind that the losses of the few are covered by the many. That is basically the principle, the underlying principle of insurance. So the starting point is, at some point, we would have paid losses. Let's take, for example, the market loss for the Dorian would have been to the tune of billions, right? So it's not that your parents may not have covered, claimed. And I assure you, in the last few years, insurance companies would have paid out significant funds in terms of claims. So we're not just banking the money. Losses are definitely being paid.
Yeah, and there are markets, maybe not the Bahamas, where some consideration is given to safe driving. I've seen it advertised, safe driving deductibles reduced or something like that. So, you know, you sometimes get that. But what people don't realize is, yeah, you may be paying for all these years and no claim, but you may also be paying for all these years, and then that one claim is more than many, many times more than all the premium you paid at any given point in time.
Yeah, that's my point. More than you would ever pay.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, the storms, the frequency of storms would be up, and those losses would have been paid by the market. So it's not just that we're holding the money. Losses are being paid.
And it's not just that the insurance is an individual consideration. It has to be a collective, territorial consideration.
Yes. And from the starting point, I mean, I don't want to get into, we incur costs in order to protect the homeowners, let's say. But we have those costs that we pay out as well. So in the event of a loss, we're actually going to have to deal with costs associated with settling claims. Losses are always paid annually. Like it's never a situation where we're going a year without losses. So somebody somewhere along the line is suffering a loss that the insurance company is paying.
Yeah. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
All right, Chivago.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I have a question, right, for the gentleman. I bought in a car a couple of years ago, and when I bought the car in, the insurance company wanted to charge me for transportation where I bought the car in the U.S., add that to the total of the vehicle. I mean, and car insurance. My query is, why do something like that happen? Because I didn't buy the car here. I just paid the transportation over there. But I have to pay the duty on the transportation to get it here. Right? And pay the insurance company again on the same transportation. I think that's so unfair. You know, because I didn't spend the money in the Bahamas. I spent the money in the States.
When you say transportation, are you referring to shipping costs?
Yeah, shipping costs. No. Transportation, to have it towed from one state to the other, to the dock in Florida.
Okay, we understand. When you take out an insurance policy, you have to pay the cost. Your premium is based on all of the costs associated with getting that vehicle landed in Nassau. So basically, we need to factor in all of your costs because that's what your vehicle is going to be valued on in the event that something happens. Let's say you insured that vehicle for $10,000. All of the costs, your shipping, your duty, your freight were factored in, right? And that vehicle is written off the next day. We would need to be able to have collect costs to basically pay you back out that $10,000, if that makes sense.
Okay, yeah, I understand.
Okay. Yeah, so you have to basically factor in every cost associated with that vehicle's purchase. Towing, shipping, if you need repairs after it's landed, we need to factor in all of that in order to get a cost. Because at the end of the day, if something were to happen to that vehicle the following day or the same day when you drive it out of the insurance's compound, we need to be able to put you back in the same position as you were before the loss.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lankin. You asked your guest to explain the difference between term life insurance and indemnity insurance and what are the benefits pertaining to each of those, please.
We are not life insurance, so we have to defer that question.
And I would just say, generally speaking, those pertain to two different products. One is term life is life insurance. Indemnity is more a health insurance. But we're going to get some people to come out and help you understand these things better, for sure. All right. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. And then when we come back, we will continue to have our conversation with our insurance, general insurance experts. We'll be back after this break.
Everybody.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, folding cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Marco's Pizza has the perfect everyday deal. Pick up a large one-topping pizza for only $10 every single day. This has to be the best pizza deal in town. No gimmicks, just great pizza at a great price every day. Fresh, fast, and full of flavor. That's the magic of Marco's. Only at Marco's participating locations.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today for this last in the series of shows we've been doing on personal financial management, focusing today on insurance, in particular general insurance. We have with us today Mr. Monroe and Mr. Brooks from Royal Star Assurance, who have been helping us wade through some of the complexities of taking out insurance, particularly for those of us who live in this hurricane-prone environment where home insurance is such a critical issue, especially when those storms hit, but especially before they hit, and medical insurance and all the other things that we may have to insure from time to time. Gentlemen, I wasn't sure I left any of you still needing to comment on something before we took the break.
No, we're fine, thanks.
Okay. So, one of the things that I have found somewhat challenging when it comes to insurance also is the extent to which people keep and maintain proper records of things in order to assist the insurance company either with a claim or reassessment of their insurance and so forth and so forth. Because, you know, I found that we are more or less in the moment people. We doing it while we have to do it, and then when we don't have to deal with it anymore, we kind of toss those time, find insurance paper, et cetera, et cetera. Can you speak to the importance of being careful about maintaining your policy contracts and all that kind of stuff, please?
That's actually funny that you mentioned that. That's actually typically in our opening letter of our homeowner's policy and our motor policy. We always encourage our clients to secure their policy documents. Just in the event of a loss, you would have a clear understanding of what you had previously insured. We also encourage clients to take a lot of pictures. So if you take pictures of your home, you take pictures of your contents, and obviously immediately after a loss would have occurred, we would always recommend that you fully document the loss, the damage, by taking a lot of photos. Just to be able to share with us, you know, this was the extent of the damage, this is what happened, and let's say we would have cleaned up afterwards. But once you have concrete photographic evidence, there is no debate to be had when you visit any insurance company.
Just to add a bit to what Reggie is saying, it's even easier today in our digital age to secure these sorts of documents. Almost everyone has a Google Drive, so you can secure your insurance documents on your Google Drive. You can take photos of the items in your home, secure those on the drive. So in the event that something does happen, you have these documents are readily available, and you're not trying to locate documents that may have been washed away following a flood.
And in addition to that, some people are not so computer savvy. They love hard documents. They believe in having something they could feel and touch. And because we are prone to things like flood or hurricane and stuff as a consequence of events, we have to have those things placed in some weatherproofing material, eh?
Well, for me, I mean, I had that experience, right? I was in Francis and Jean and had to evacuate. So all of the documents that, you know, that was important to us, we simply put them in Gladlock bags now, just to make sure that in the event that there is a flood again, you know, it's protected from the elements.
There are some people who have never really taken out any insurance, or maybe doing it for the first time. They might then get a quote that says, my home insurance is $3,000, $5,000, $6,000. That kind of sticker shock for them, because they might say, well, you know, I don't have that kind of money. But insurance company can make arrangements with your payment. Can you explain how some of that might work, please?
That is something that's typically dealt with by the agents. We don't actually see the general public here. Usually the agents will extend payment terms, whether it's quarterly payment terms or monthly payment terms. That is something that you can always negotiate with your agent. There are also various options in terms of deductibles that would allow you to reduce your overall premium cost. So as I would have indicated earlier, your standard deductible, let's say typically 2%, you could increase that deductible. Of course, the drawback as it pertains to that is that you would have to come up with more money, but it would give you some relief on the front end in terms of your premium spend. So you'd be able to get a discount if you want a higher deductible than the 2%. That you should speak with your agent on. They'll give you various options in terms of deductible options as well as a payment plan.
Okay. And that we goes have caller on the line, I believe. Okay, we don't have a caller. We don't have a caller on the line. Okay. Also, can you help us with understanding also to the relationship between the people who come in to assess your damage, say once a hurricane has happened your home, and the insurance company? Well, I forget the name of the people who do that.
Are you referring to loss adjusters?
Loss adjusters.
Yes, the adjuster, yes. Can you help us understand that process, please?
Sure. So loss adjusters would generally come into the country following a hurricane or some other catastrophe. And that's just basically because of the fact that there are so many claimants at the time, persons who have experienced a loss. We don't have the local bodies to be able to quickly reach all of the manner. So basically those loss adjusters are independent insurance professionals who come into the Bahamas to assist the insurance companies with assessing damages following claims. So essentially, a hurricane happens, they're essentially on standby, and they come in and they go throughout the length and breadth of the Bahamas wherever there's a need. They visit homes, provide reports that are sent to the insurance companies for review, and that's a way for us to be able to settle a vast number of claims in a timely manner. So essentially, it's independent extensions of insurance.
Sometimes people, homeowners, dispute even what the adjuster is claiming is the appropriate assessment for the damage. And how does that process work out?
Well, like any other dispute, there's a dispute. We review it. We review all of the details. Remember I mentioned earlier, RSA's mandate is to ensure that all claims are settled accurately, fairly, and in a timely manner. So our aim is to settle the claim based on the contract. So any dispute, we review it, and we always want to make sure that the client leaves feeling that they got what they paid for.
Is there any advantage to grouping your insurance in the same? Now, I see some of those advertisements elsewhere, but if you are getting your life, your health, your other insurances in the same place, is there considerations for that to a customer?
Yeah, I'm glad that you asked that question, Chivago. So remember I mentioned earlier about the importance of relationships. So like anything else, your insurance relationship matters. Your longevity, your commitment to staying with one company matters. And if you have multiple insurance products with that company, say home, motor, if it's a company that offers life and health, they're going to be able to bundle those products to give you discounts that you would not have normally been able to get if, say, you had, as an example, your home insurance with one company, motor with someplace else, life. So there's definitely benefits with keeping everything in one place and maintaining a long-standing relationship with that particular agent or broker.
I was like one time in the U.S. and I was being told that depending on the car you purchase, you get different insurance considerations. Is that the case here? I mean, like sports car, with whether the car has this kind of safety feature or not. Is that a consideration people should think about when they are seeking insurance?
So, yes, that's definitely something that you should consider when taking out insurance, because some cars, we consider them to be more high risk than others. You mentioned sports cars. So we know that those cars can go a bit faster than, say, a normal family sedan. So you may end up paying a bit more premium for something like that. Or vehicles that are becoming quite a bit more common in our country is EVs. So with EVs, there are special considerations for those as well, because we don't necessarily have the expertise on island to repair EVs. So if you have an EV, you may pay a bit more for the vehicle, or you may have an increased deductible depending on the insurance company that you decide to go with. So remember, I've said this a few times during our conversation, if in doubt, speak to your insurance agents and broker. A lot of times people think about insurance as sort of an afterthought. When you're making a purchase for a car, as an example, you should really be having those conversations with your agents first to see to determine whether there's anything that you need to consider when making your purchase. So yeah, there are definitely considerations as it relates to motor insurance and the way that it would affect your insurance coverage.
What's the difference between the agent, the broker, and the underwriter, please?
Well, the broker and the agent, I'll group those two together. The broker basically meets with the client, and they would give recommendations on the various covers that an insurance company provides. So they're working with the client, basically completing proposal forms, et cetera, et cetera. They would then submit that information to the insurer, or let's say the underwriter. Underwriter is the party that sets the premium, and we're also the party that pays the losses. So that's the main distinction. We're the ones that actually carry the risk, and we're the ones paying for the losses.
But the customer's interaction is primarily with the broker and the agent, right?
That's correct. So the broker is actually client-facing. The broker basically will explain your coverage, help you complete your proposal form, basically give you the information as it pertains to the various coverages available, give you the pricing options, because you know they'll obtain the information and get a quote for you. They will work for the client in terms of putting a particular client in a relationship, in a contractual relationship with the insurance company. So they're basically the go-between, let's say.
And every and anybody can't be insurance agent, and right, and a broker. You have required and certifications required for this?
Yes, there are minimum steps. So the ICB, the regulator, they would have minimum standards required for you to be considered an agent and a broker in the Bahamas. And you have to demonstrate a certain level of understanding of the products and various qualifications necessary. And that's also very important from a client standpoint. You should make sure that the person that you're dealing with from a broker standpoint is knowledgeable, and they are dealing with reputable insurance companies that have the security rating to make sure in the event of a loss, that company is sound and able to pay for the loss. So every insurance company, let's say, would have a certain credit rating. That credit rating speaks to that company's ability to pay for losses.
Okay, we're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. If you have any final questions or comments, you need to text in, call in. You may come back from the break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this final break.
Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Can't proclaim this issue. Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Asheye Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine, Threads Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates 0.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose or for. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Get ready for the biggest football game of the year, Super Bowl 60. We have the best seat in the house for you. Join Star 106.5 All-Star Team live at Anthony's on Paradise Island on Super Bowl Sunday from 2 to 6 p.m. Enjoy giant screens, delicious fun food, ice-cold Kalig Bear special nonstop. It's the place to be for Super Bowl Sunday. Anthony's on Paradise Island. Watch the Patriots take on the Seahawks.
Touchdown, Seahawks!
The Star 106.5 All-Star Team will be there to cheer you on from 2 to 6 p.m. It's the biggest Sunday of the year for the biggest game of the year, Super Bowl 60, live at Anthony's on Paradise Island. Don't miss it. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not ready to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today for these remaining moments of the show while we speak with Mr. Monroe and Mr. Brooks from Royal Star Insurance. We're talking about insurance. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, I'm here. This is Mr. Lang.
Yes, ma'am. This is me.
I might want to talk to you 1 minute.
On the phone? on the radio?
That's what we're calling about the insurance.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Okay, go right ahead.
You're insured from 1979 for hurricane, never made a claim.
And never get nothing back.
They used to give us no discount, no claim discount, but that stopped.
Okay.
So, I mean,
all right.
But sometimes we shouldn't pay the penalty for everybody else.
$4,000 a year now.
Okay. Let's let our guest respond to it. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So I'll take this one. So the best way to describe it is, and I understand thinking about it from their personal standpoint, right? But when you pay for insurance, it essentially goes into what we call a pool. So Sanchez pays $10. Reggie pays $10. Chivago pays $10. The lady and her daughter, they pay $10. So 5 years go by, all of us are putting our $10 into this pool or pot every year. Chivago, Reggie, or the lady may not have had a claim, but I have a claim. So I now have a claim for $100. You've never had a claim, Reggie's never had a claim, the lady's never had a claim. But now I have this $100 claim. So out of that pot where we've been putting $10 every year, we need now to go into that pot to take out $100 to pay Sanchez. That's the way that insurance works. And if we now start going into that pot to say, oh, Sanchez or Reggie hasn't had a claim for 5 years, we need to give Reggie some money back out of this pot. When someone who has been putting money into that pot does have a claim, the unfortunate situation is we're not going to have any money because we're going to be saying, hey, this person hasn't had a claim, that person hasn't had a claim, let's take some money out of the pot. The pot is there for an event that when something happens. And unfortunately, things do happen and they will continue to happen. So that's why we're unable to take money out of the pot to give to individuals if they haven't had a claim. So both Reggie and I, we work in insurance. We're also policyholders. So I've been paying insurance now on my home, I don't know, for maybe about 10 years now. I've never had a claim. And people may say, well, okay, you understand it because you work there. Our job and a part of us being here on the radio today is to help other people to understand. I can't take money out of, we can't take money out of the pot and give it to me already because we may have a good claims experience or we may have been lucky and just not had a claim. So that's the reason why, even though persons would have had insurance and never claimed, that we're unable to actually physically take money out and say, here, here's this check for having a good claims experience. It doesn't work that way with our home insurance, unfortunately. Now, the other classes of business, such as motor or marine, there is a benefit and there is a discount, which we call a no claims discount. So you get a, you are rewarded for driving safely or operating your vessel safely. But with property insurance, it it just doesn't work that way.
I also think that it that there is a point, say they don't get anything back or they don't get a reduction. If you think about it this way, it's like you are renting insurance, right? I mean, you're renting safety. You're renting coverage. So while you're renting
peace of mind.
You are getting a service, and that service is, I'm here for you if you need me. Now, the fact that nothing happened doesn't mean that that you didn't need me. You needed me. That's why you were paying, because something could happen. Thankfully, nothing happened. It's like a baseball player working in the left field. They pay him to be on that team, but he could play five games and no ball could be hit in his direction. But you can't say I'm paying him for nothing. You're paying him in case the ball is hit in that direction.
Yeah, that's exactly
what it is. And that's why you have
him
there. You see? And
yeah,
so we are getting the benefit. The benefit just didn't materialize in terms of a claim. And that you're thankful for that. And you get to sleep at night because it happened. I have coverage.
Particularly if you chose an agent and that agent referred you to RSA as the insurer.
We have another caller on the line, I believe. Go ahead, caller. We're listening. Do you have another caller? Okay. All right. I want to, as we could move toward wrapping up, though, reemphasize some things that you started to emphasize at the beginning, one of which is, you know, you have to, as a client, do the work of understanding the value of the asset that you are going to insure. That's on you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That you also want to, once you and your agent have sat down and worked through the offer for the premium for the coverage that you're going to be getting, you need to take the time. It's your responsibility to understand that agreement that you're going to be signing with the insurance company. Am I correct on that?
I mean, I think that one there is a particularly, that is really a point of emphasis. You must ensure, I know when people, when they go to sit with their agent and broker, they want to make that as quick as possible. But I'd always encourage people, just take the 15 minutes, read through the wording, sit with the client, sit with the agent, get a clear understanding of what is being covered. We want to make sure that we meet your expectations. And the only way for us to do that is for you to understand what is being covered. So take anything that you don't understand. You can give your agent a call or you can call the insurance company that you deal with to make sure that you have the adequate cover.
Right. And then there's the issue of insurance as a coverage is dynamic. So you want to be appraising yourself on a regular basis, annual basis, et cetera, because things change. Your property value and changes, and you don't want to be undercovered, and so forth and so forth, right?
Well, we always say to the client at every renewal, we remind the client of the fact that, listen, if there has been any changes to whatever it is that you're insuring, if there's been a change to your home, that you should advise us because it could affect your claim settlement. So if you're living in a home, you've been living there for 10 years, and you've now added a whole piece, a whole bedroom, extended your kitchen, and you haven't increased your assumption short, in the event of a loss, then average is going to apply. I think the main point that we want to emphasize is running average, because it's still an issue. I know we're just in January, but June is coming around. And every hurricane season, if someone is impacted, we have that nagging issue of uninsurance. So we'd encourage people, listen, review your sums insured, ensure that your sums insured is adequate. So in the event of a loss, you get the settlement that you expect.
Shivago, before we move on from that point, right? So we appreciate that everything is a cost factor, right? In order to increase your sums insured, it's going to cost you more money. But let's say you're paying $1,000 now, and after a review of your sums insured, you have to pay $1,100 or even $1,200. I think it makes more sense to pay that $1,200 so when something happens that you receive the full benefit of your policy rather than continue paying the $1,000 and then something happens and you're saying, oh, I'm now out $50,000 because I'm underinsured. So I think it was definitely, if persons are able to afford to increase their sums insured, that is something that they should look to do.
And then to emphasize, deductible is a percentage of your overall coverage, your total coverage, not a percentage of the claim. So that, you know, we have to bear in mind if I have $200,000 coverage, my deductible is 2%. The deductible is $4,000. If my claim is $20,000, I'm getting back $16,000 because I'm getting $20 less my $4,000 deductible. That's right, right?
Yes, that's right. And that deductible is for any sort of catastrophe-related claim. So hurricane, tornado, earthquake, any events like that. Generally speaking, the deductible is significantly less for the other perils, such as like burst pipe, fire, lightning, explosion across the market. There's generally no deductible. So generally it ranges from no deductible to $250, $500 for homes as a standard across the market.
If I come in, get and apply for my insurance policy and paying my premium, and then like 3-4 months later, something comes to my attention that says, you know, Shivago, you should have really included this as a part of your insurance. It is possible for me to come back into the company with my agent and discuss that, and there could be adjustments made in the policy contract consequent to that?
Yes, that's correct. Your policy, we call those endorsements. Your policy can be endorsed anytime throughout the life of the policy. So any changes that you make, we encourage you to come in, sit with your agent, go through it, explain the changes that you need made, and the agent will execute that for you.
All right. Well, gentlemen, I had like 10,000 texts come in. I can't do it. We're plumb out of time, but, you know, maybe next time we'll get those ones in for folks. But I want to thank you so much for coming in and helping us understand better general insurance. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Thanks.
All righty. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us today. God spares life. We'll be back with you again. You all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.